Wisconsin's congressional delegation has the real say in the fate of any stimulus bill, but Democratic Governor Jim Doyle and Republican Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker have been at the center of the debate in Wisconsin. Doyle has been one of the stimulus package's biggest cheerleaders. Walker, on the other hand, bucked the trend of other local officials and decided not to submit his own wish list of stimulus projects for Milwaukee County. Walker's basic argument has been that nothing's free and that the projects will come at a price to taxpayers. Without naming names, the governor took aim at that idea during a recent speech to business leaders in Madison.
None of us want to get left behind when other states and other communities and other counties are there in line for those projects. And I can assure you this, Wisconsin will be there, and we will make sure that we're not sitting there watching this going on in other states and not here in Wisconsin.
This debate over the stimulus is significant, not only because it involves the state's largest county, but because there's a good chance Walker will run against Doyle for governor next year. The state Republican Party has backed Walker up. Chairman Reince Priebus says Walker deserves praise.
If the money is absolutely being doled out to the state of Wisconsin, certainly the state is going to get the money. But I don't fault Scott Walker for bringing up the issue and the case that this money comes from somewhere.
The U.S. House introduced an $825 billion stimulus plan last week, although that price tag could change by the time it reaches the president's desk. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.